So you've just ended a massive tour. So what's it been like?
Amazing.
Grueling.
Why grueling?
Just so tiring, but it's been incredible. It's been a roller coaster.
Yes. It's the first tour that we've actually got the whole way through without having to reschedule, rearrange.
Or it's got cold.
Do anything.
And yeah, all our bones are intact, which is wicked.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's been past tours where you've done your shoulder in.
Yeah, we usually have to cancel stuff.
Yeah. So Shepherd's Bush, it's a pretty massive venue as well. So is that sort of like an iconic venue for you guys?
It's like the most beautiful venue, I think, out of the whole of London. I mean, Brixton is up there, but we've never done Shepherd's Bush, so we wanted to come and do it. It's the first place I went to like a gig on my own, so
I
wanted to come and revisit it.
Yeah.
I saw Plan B here.
I saw Klaxons here.
You've got like, how is it, four or five support acts on the tour? Obviously not on the same night.
Yeah.
But how do you go about finding them? Do you choose them yourself or do you get recommended?
We always choose ourselves.
Okay.
They're people we've generally know, or like bands we really like. And then if we ever do two nights in one place, we'll always give someone else a chance to do the second night. So yeah, they're always handpicked by us.
And your second album, Take Control, it came out in September. People always say, like, a difficult second album. Did you find that it was difficult, or did you find it, like, easy? Was it, like, a natural progression for you guys?
It was natural. Mm. I don't think we didn't find it difficult. We just did it.
And the songs on there, were they songs that you'd had on for eight, like, had, like, in the background for ages, or were they, like, all new stuff?
We sort of started writing the day that Are You Satisfied came out, and then by the time we got to the studio, we had, like, most of it, and then we wrote a few in the studio. But we're not the sort of band that, like, doesn't write in between doing stuff, so, like, we're constantly writing songs and ideas down, so it usually isn't too hard to piece stuff together in the studio.
You collaborated with Chase and Status at the beginning of the year as well. Was it something you instantly agreed to?
Yeah, well, we said we'd go in the studio with them. There was no sort of, like, formal... It was like... Yeah, we never commit to things fully. We just say, let's see what happens. And we got in the studio with them and wrote that song. Then I think it was up in the air whether it was going to even be on the album or not. And then we got a phone call one day, like, do you want to come and finish it? And we did. So, yeah, it was just pretty chilled.
Yeah, and you obviously played it live with them as well. Did you feel like the audience, like, got into it? Because obviously it's quite a different genre, like... You guys are Chasing Status. Did you think that they sort of got into the song as well? Obviously, like, from the fans.
Because I think the attitude's the same. I think if you see Chasing Status live or Prodigy live, it's got the same sort of energy as coming to a Slave show. So people are like mosh pitting and stuff. So it felt quite good.
Obviously, you do tons and tons of festivals. Do you find that you prefer festivals over gigs or gigs over festivals? Is it about the same?
Just the balance of, like, trying to do everything. Like, when you spend too long doing the studio, gigs or festivals, you get bored of all of them. And this was like, if you could mix it up equally, that would be amazing. But yeah, I like everything equally.
I remember the first time I saw you guys was at Latitude, and you were on the late stage, which was one of the smaller ones. And then this year, obviously, you're on Six Music. So do you find that with the festivals that you keep coming back to, and when you change sort of from a small stage, like the leg stage, onto a big stage, what does that feel like for you, like, in the space of 2 years?
Feels good.
Yeah.
It's always a bit surreal when you, like, look at the... When we did the introducing stage and main stage at Reading this year, it was quite, like, a lot of memories in that place, and it's quite surreal going in between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just feels like success, I guess.
How are you going to celebrate the end of tour?
Just go and sleep in my own bed.
Yeah. Just go and... Try and relax and
can't wait to get in a cab tonight and go home.
Yeah, just like we're literally just gonna come off stage and get in
got to find
cab
my house
and go home.
So, no big party, it's just a massive night in tomorrow.
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. Fair enough, I'll be the same. So I know you've been in like a band before with there was like five people, I think it was Isaac and Band Five. And then so what's it like being just the two of you to go and like being on tour together, just the two of you? How do you find that?
It's, I don't know, we've still got like the tour family, like there's always like a lot of people around. It's never usually just us two.
I don't have anything to compare it to because I've never had like, I've never done it. I've been in other bands but I never toured with them, and this is sort of kind of lucky. The first time we tried it was the successful. So I think you have to get on better, you have to trust each other more. And but Yeah. Definitely more intense, I think.
Without trying to put words in your mouth, do you ever find that you have, like, arguments between you and stuff? Do you know what I mean? Like, being such in a close proximity all the time.
We don't really argue. We know each other so well that we kind of know when we're like stepping on each other's toes, or like we know each other inside out. We don't. There's no need for us to argue.
What would be your go-to karaoke song?
Anything by Robbie Williams.
Probably like, I don't know. I used to do Angels probably, Robbie, or Teenage Dirtbag.
Dream collaboration. So you've done it with Chase Estes and Mike D on the album. Who'd be like, sky's the limit, who would it be?
Eminem. Yeah, I think I'd just be fascinated to know what it's like to like work with him. He's like, I think he's the, for me, the most important rapper I like, for me, like in terms of discovering hip hop and like what he is, like the fact that he's just some, he like breaks the mould of what people think a rapper should be. So I reckon he's got a really good knowledge of rock music as well. I reckon he'd be a really cool person.
I'd love to meet Eminem.
Ultimate goal, Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem and Mike D together.
Cool.
Start a super group.